Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
My left pant leg is still drenched.
A lot of rain.
As I was pulling in, it just started. I mean, it was raining.
It was like buckets of rain.
Buckets, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. The rain was like sheets of water on the street, and the water droplets are all like splashing around. It's
and I open up the old driver's side door, and it's just like a waterfall. Just on one part, right?
Yeah.
This part of my body's dry. This part of my body's, but just one little section.
So brave, though. Thank you for getting out of the car.
Do I get a medal?
No, just that leg.
Do I get a medal for this leg?
Just a wet leg. Oh, well.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Left upper thigh.
It has to do it, right? You got to get out
of the car.
It's
the first one out.
Every time.
And then I'm playing the old key, have the right key ready to go. And then I'm like, oh, I should probably lock the car with, the beep, boop.
Stuff in your hands.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just a little bit more complicated when there's just buckets of water raining down upon you.
Typically, I do try to use an umbrella. You know why? I'm an advanced primate. Why not?
Why not?
We have them.
But I had too many things
today.
I was
too full.
Yeah.
Including a cast iron skillet for today's Taste It Tuesday. We're making hot dogs. I almost wore it as a hat.
Oh, that would have worked.
I think it would have worked.
Just a little bit of rain protection.
Exactly.
Over your head. Sure.
And then I got worried, like, will rain hurt the cast iron? I think we're fine. We're
Shouldn't.
Fine.
You're fine.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm excited, though, because you're going to add those, hopefully, little grill marks onto the hot dogs.
As long as Ben runs it at the right temperature, it'll work.
It all comes down to Ben.
Yeah.
We're all counting on him.
Now, when you cook those, I offered up a lid from just like a pot.
Yeah.
And that way you capture, because that heat goes straight up, right? It escapes.
Totally.
And then this will capture it. And it'll cook it a little faster.
I just want grill marks.
You're going to get those no matter what. Guaranteed.
Okay. Guaranteed.
It's a Hansen guarantee. Chunk.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
It happened.
Grill marks. Hansen. Guarantee. Chunk.
I liked your stamper. Your guaranteed stamper.
Chunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was one of those lawyers that went after ambulances, also, we'll get your money back. Hansen, guarantee. Tunk. But I'm not.
It feels really good to have that guarantee.
I want you to feel good about
feel it. Feel secure.
Good. It's like a nice warm blanket.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and after having a wet pant leg.
Oh, now you're reminding me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ah.
It'll be okay. We'll get through it.
Did you dodge the drops walking in? Did you umbrella it?
No, I didn't.
You also had a lot of groceries.
I had groceries, but I had my, spring rain jackety thing, so.
I was wearing the coat we bought for Iceland.
Ooh.
Because it's waterproof, but it just isn't long enough. You know, that's the problem.
You wanted one that goes down to the ankles.
I would like a very long coat.
Would have protected that pant leg, dang it.
I don't think I've ever had a coat that long. Do they make men's coats that go down to the ankle? And how does a person zip that?
I don't know, a really long trench, extra tall.
That's a long trench.
Long trench coat.
I bet they tried it, and Sherlock Holmes is like, nay.
No.
I cannot get Professor Moriarty wearing this.
You know what?
It restricts movement,
this
Watson.
This is not going to work, you guys.
I've got it just down to the knee.
Yeah.
Please.
That's all they need.
And just give me a belt, right? Mm-hmm. And then I can swiftly open it and get to my magnifying glass.
Kind of jaunty.
A very jaunty coat,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But even that would have helped, right? A nice little longer trench.
If only.
Well, good for you. Good for your dry body.
Thank you.
Very happy for you.
Very happy for me. I'm happy for me. And this is something that I've never thought about, but with all of the rain and the wetness of today.
Yes.
The wrinkles on your fingers, like when you're in the pool or you're in the bathtub
right.
too long and you get the pruniness.
Very pronounced wrinkles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you know that every time that happens to you, it's the exact same pruning every time?
So my body doesn't alter how it prunes. It prunes exactly the same.
No, it's the same every time because the wrinkles are caused by the blood vessels under your skin.
And those don't move.
Contracting? Right? Yeah. And so they don't move.
Are you telling me the days at the Washington pool?
Yes.
When I'm 9 years old and I'm buying a Diet Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go back in the water and I start to prune. That's the same look as this hand now?
Bingo.
That's crazy.
It doesn't change, but then why would it? It makes sense, but also whoa.
Also, are you the turtle from Nemo?
You guys.
How old are you?
You guys. Check this out. Whoa. It's the same. It's the same from when I was 9.
This isn't even useless. This is like a stoner fact.
Very much whoa, right? Did it make you stop for just a second?
It sure did.
Whoa.
Do you want to know what I was really thinking? Is that how I'm going to age? Like when I finally get to the point where I'm living in a retirement community.
There is a point.
Is
when
it going to look like that all the time?
Because you get so wrinkly.
Yes.
Maybe.
Because the blood vessels are in the same spot. It's just what you said.
I didn't print page 2. It didn't. I don't know.
Also, it's a stoner fact because you gave up midway through.
I'm not interested in reading anymore. I got the headline and that is good enough for me. Whoa.
Whoa.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
All right, we are getting ready for a trip this Memorial Day holiday weekend. And we needed to find a place to take care of our dear, dear Rexy Roo. Our dog Rex has to go to a new place that we've never been before. So we're doing a lot of documentation. I had to make sure all of his vet stuff was up to date. Mm-hmm. We got that sent over to them. And part of their intake forms, though, there was, finding out how he eats and what kind of dogs he gets along with. And then there was a separate page that was attached that got me feeling very maudlin. It was his will and testament, basically. It was, what is Rex's end of life care plan? And
what did he say?
I tried talking to him about it.
Yeah. Did you look him straight in the eyes?
Hey, man. What is your plan? Because I would love it if it was don't die while we're on vacation.
Like,
it's just a couple of days.
Do not resuscitate. Do you have power of attorney?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's like, how much are you willing to spend? You know, should a life-saving procedure be performed?
That's basically it.
Yeah.
Because you can't make that call. You're not there.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, okay.
Is one box just say, let him die?
No.
How does it work?
You have to write something.
Oh, my God.
It has to be written.
Do you have to notarize that?
I don't know. I emailed it. Does that not count as notarization? Documentation.
So what did you write?
So I copied the form. Here's an example. Copied the example. Yeah. So you can spend up to this amount and you can do all the life-saving procedures that you can. If you are unable to and exceed that limit, then you have to.
You realize you just put a dollar amount on your dog's
life. Yes, I did. And it was.
I bet that's icky.
Very icky.
Yeah.
And then I had to ask for, I was like, do you want him cremated or do you want him, like, what do you want to do with the body? I'm like, oh my God, I hope he's going to be okay. I just feel so bad. We're all like, we're going to the beach. And I'm like thinking about, I'm going to cremate you and I don't really want your ashes.
Is that sand in our luggage? Nope, that's Rex. No, that's a horrible thing.
It's just so dark.
That is very dark. And
in one hand, I'm like, oh, don't forget your swimsuit and a towel. In the other hand, I'm like, well, when the dog passes, here's how I want it to go down. It's just.
How many songs will be performed at the service?
Wind Beneath My Wings, obviously, Eagle's Wings. It's his favorite.
He would have wanted it that way.
This is just.
Will there be a set reception in the Fellowship Hall?
Following. Yes. Please come join us for cold sandwiches.
What pictures did you pick for the slideshow?
I haven't taken enough pictures.
Only has four pictures.
We've had it for like a year. Like, it's not enough time.
That's horrible.
I hate planning that.
Will you be able to flush that? Because you guys leave, what, Thursday?
Yeah.
Will you be able to go? Will you be okay? I don't want it to ruin your vacation.
I don't want to drop him off. I want.
Fair enough.
Poor Nick to drop him off.
Yes.
And then I will just kind of put that in a box.
Is this a place, though, that sends you like, having a great day today? Pause up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
That'll make you feel better.
I will need. Thank you very
Until
much.
Until you don't get one.
Hey, things took a turn. Hope you're having fun at the beach.
Thanks for your form is how the email will read.
Hey, per your form, you said that we could spend. Wait, whoa.
That is, I've never had to do that before.
Ever?
No.
I haven't either.
I mean, I you tell them who your vet is.
Yes.
Maybe I've signed a disclaimer and I don't remember it. But
I don't know. They just said there's a shortage now of veterinarians. And due to that, they might have to just...
That's dark.
Yeah, it's super dark.
Enjoy your vacation. I was a scientific lab rat yesterday. Another one of those NADS experiments.
Well, if I give you a piece of cheese, will you tell me what went down?
Only if you put it in a maze. And electrocute me if I don't go to the right spot.
Oh,
not like electrocute
willing,
me.
Yes.
Just a little zap. I can't tell much. I could just tell you it was a driving simulation. I had to do it 4 times. And there was a lot of reliance on the vehicle to make its own decisions.
Okay.
And then I had to take a test at the end to see how risk averse or risk forward I am.
Did you pass the test?
I don't know. I felt weird doing it because there was a clinician watching me take the test at the exact same time.
Hmm.
Yes.
Like watching your face as you read the questions?
No, this was a mouse clicking exercise. And I had to weigh the difference between letting a balloon pop and not getting any money or filling a balloon with air. And for every click, I get money.
How the heck are cars going to work in the future? Why are there balloons?
There are
what?
Balloons, and there's a bank built in, and there's a mouse click. I don't know.
No. Okay.
I've said too much.
The mouse I can understand, but why would we need to pop a balloon to power a vehicle?
I'm just going to say balloon power is the future.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Some big news coming to our friends from Big Grove. They're opening another new location in Kansas City.
What?
Kansas City is where I come. Big Grove announcing they're expanding into Kansas City. Big Grove Tap Room opening in the summer of 2026.
Wow.
So Omaha was the first venture outside of the state of Iowa. Now we got Kansas City. Big Grove currently distributed in 6 Midwestern states. I think they booked a deal with Colorado as well. So
that's really exciting.
Some big news coming from our friends with headquarters in Solon, Iowa. And then I didn't even know this was on the radar. We're getting a new license plate this summer. You ready for the theme?
Summer? What?
Education. Iowa drivers will have another option for a license plate. A new plate dedicated to education will be released this summer. The design comes from a 16-year-old out of Ames, Iowa. Her name is Erin Cho. It features the state bird, a goldfinch. There's 3 of them. It looks a little bit like the Partridge Family logo.
3 goldfinches?
Yes. So you've got an adult goldfinch kind of wearing the mortar.
Yeah.
Cap, pestle and mortar. Is that right?
No,
that's how you break a wall. But which one is it? It's the same word, though, right? Cap
and mortar? Cap it?
Capping gown.
Yeah.
But just a cap with a tassel.
Something about a mortar with that, though.
I know. I had that word halfway right. Either way. So that's the teacher goldfinch. And then there are 2 children finch next to it. And they're kind of like, I'm guessing, looking across your license plate at an invisible chalkboard. And then they're sitting on books. And one of them says education.
Oh, that's adorable.
It's lovely. So that will be out sometime this summer. This is one of those things I would have talked about, but apparently there was a statewide contest.
There was?
And art teachers recommended their students, and then they narrowed it down. They had 100 entries.
I'm glad Erin heard about it.
So Erin has designed, and that will be available through the DOT coming up this summer. Now, this story we've already been on top of because we tried to enter, but we're not allowed because we don't manufacture something.
Aw, man.
The coolest thing made in Iowa, one of your final 8 is made right here in the corridor. Now, I want to say Cedar Rapids based, but I think technically they're in Hiawatha. Crystal Group.
Oh, yes.
And with a name like Crystal Group, you would think they make...
Crystals?
And they don't.
Oh.
They make rugged servers. Like, for example, the USS Iowa submarine...
Yes.
...that I know too much about...
Yes.
...has their computer technology within it. They make a rugged server that can be in rain, heat, dust, vibration, and it will still work, or even works underwater.
That's impressive.
That's the product that you are voting for, or your run-of-the-mill John Deere cotton picker.
Your run-of-the-mill.
Your run-of-the-mill. Yeah. I have to just drive in a straight line and just pick up the cotton,
so
John Deere cotton picker, but whatever.
If we as Iowans are voting, you're probably familiar with the John Deere brand.
Yes.
I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I know, which is why as a region, we, the 319, need to take down John Deere in this particular round. So, because unfortunately, I'd like them both to move on to the finals, but they can't, right? Because they're competing against each other.
So let's go 319.
Let's go 319 and let's vote for the big old server, shall we?
Let's do it.
This is not that big. It's also very compact and portable. So you're voting for Crystal Group. Go to coolestthingia.com. You've got today to vote and tomorrow to vote. Hopefully we can advance Crystal Group to the next round. That's got us feeling all right.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
2025 Freedom Festival, celebrating freedom.
Woo!
June 26th to July 4th, presented by Hy-Vee throughout Cedar Rapids. But we get the party going about a month early with the Freedom Festival Medallion Hunt.
This is such a great activity. We've got clues that are released each day, and you could take this long holiday weekend coming up here to go out and explore and try to find this acrylic disc.
That disc, by the way, you're going to exchange that if you're the one person who finds it. There's only one of these for a $500 gift card from Hy-Vee. Now, before Claire gives the clue, always got to remind you.
Yes, please.
The medallion will be hidden outside and on public land within the Cedar Rapids Metro, which includes Cedar Rapids, Marion, Hiawatha, Ely, Palo, Fairfax. It will never be underground. You do not need to dig or take anything apart.
That's good to know. You know what's even better to know?
The clue?
Clue number two.
Here we go.
Again this year, the clues will lead in directions to be deceived only by knowing what it is all around. Will you find the true park where it is found?
What?
It's around.
Only by around. Knowing what it is all around. By knowing what it is all around. Is it a roundabout? That's public.
It's around. And I'm also, true park is jumping out at me. I'm
true,
thinking.
What's a true park? What's the opposite of a true park?
It's not going to tell a lie. So Green Square by the library.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah. It's a true park.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be in Ely.
We can rule the entire community out.
I think Ely's out.
Because it's got to be true.
Yeah. I can see that. Oh. Follow me on this one.
Okay.
Fairfax. Fair as in honest, as
facts.
In just.
Facts.
And facts.
As in
as in
F-A-C-T-S.
Yes.
Facts.
Fairfax. That's a true place.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, 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 indeed. Oh.
Twirl your mustache with me.
We've cracked the code. Now, take our brilliance and go find it, people. $500 gift card to Hy-Vee if you find the medallion. Good luck.
Keep looking.
By the way, if you want to read the clue better than we did, it's on the Z102.9 Facebook
Definitely
page.
Definitely do that.
And now, it's time for a pop culture update we like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Looks like Netflix has swooped in to save the day. Thank you, Netflix, for saving our childhoods. Sesame Street is saved.
Yeah, they're going to be homeless.
I know. They broke off with Warner Brothers Discovery and now have a brand new deal with Netflix. They have a brand new structure for how they're going to do new episodes of Sesame Street. Under the old deal, episodes wouldn't air on PBS until months after they debuted first on HBO and Max.
Really?
Uh-huh. That was the part of the deal. But now, with this new contract, episodes of Sesame Street will air on PBS the same day that they air on Netflix.
That seems to make more sense.
I like that better.
And, like, what are the plot points you're hiding? Oh, no, Grover has a loose tooth. But it's, don't let the world know until we show it first.
Exclusivity thing. Like, it's ours. It's ours. But now they're getting out of the whole kids programming. I think they're going to lean a little bit more on the animation side of Sesame Street as well, was part of their talks. Sesame Street in its 56th year coming up.
Wow.
Yeah. 56 years. It's an incredible program. I'm so glad it's saved. We have the Cannes Film Festival going on in France. There was a bit of an altercation on the red carpet. Denzel Washington, in a film directed by Spike Lee, it's called Highest to Lowest, and he's walking the red carpet with A$AP Rocky and Spike, and he has a bit of a run-in with a photographer.
Denzel
does, yeah. He got in the guy's face, and he started scolding him. The photographer is laughing. Looks like they're all in on a big joke or something. And then he playfully grabs Denzel's arm. And that is when things get worse, because Denzel kind of shrugs the guy off, rips his arm away from him. And you can clearly see his lips saying, "Stop it. Stop it." Before he just huffs and walks away.
What prompted this?
I don't know for sure, but I have to tell you, this guy definitely looks familiar. There's
the photographer?
Be something about this particular photographer, you know, like maybe he's had certain run-ins with this paparazzo.
Right.
That he's like, "You got in my face before. I did not like this. Like, I see you again here. Give me space." It probably, like, the guy got a little too involved in Denzel's life. Maybe
thought, like, "Hey, we're friends, right? I take your picture all the time."
Yeah.
It's like, no, we're not.
Maybe they had a run-in in New York City or somewhere. I don't know. There's no word on who this guy is or what he did to make Denzel so mad. But it's a very public altercation as everybody's snapping photos and they're on the red carpet.
Spike Lee's like, not them. Take pictures of us.
The movie.
Don't take pictures of those guys.
The movie is over here.
Here?
Yeah. It's graduation season. Congrats, class of 2025. High school or college, you might be looking forward to this season and thinking, I got to turn on some sort of graduation music.
What would you play?
Well, I would, because it was totally in my wheelhouse, I would go Graduation, Friends Forever by Vitamin C. Classic, right?
Yes.
You might be a little bit more inclined to go the Green Day route, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life.
That's one where I just see a slideshow going.
That's the slide. Exactly.
That's the slideshow
That's
song.
That's the slideshow music. There's you as, you know, your graduation photo, and then there's you as a little kid. Everybody's crying, not a dry eye in the house. Or maybe you're in a more celebratory mode. Panic at the Disco's "Hey Look Ma, I Made It." That's got a good vibe.
That's got a good vibe.
Or if you're really just like totally done with the whole school scene. I mean, for everybody, whether you're done with school or you're just looking forward to summer, Alice Cooper is always there for you.
Did your senior class have a class song? And do you remember it?
I don't know. All I can remember is prom themes.
We actually had a class theme. We played "Wind Beneath Our Wings" for our parents at like awards day. And then this song was our actual class song of Washington High School. John Lennon.
Oh, imagine how beautiful
was the class song. Go Demons!
Oh.
I'm like, that's the most sentimental song for a class that didn't have that emotion. But
I know. I have to look back. I'm sure that we did.
I'm sure it's in your program somewhere.
I probably deleted it from my memory. I'm like, I don't like that one. Forget
Who
it.
Who picked that? I'm not on the student council.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
A recipe from the cold, damp shores of Seattle, Washington.
That's right. Shout out to Seattle for the peanut butter and jelly hot dog.
This is, I guess, a delicacy wherever this. It's a hot dog stand, right?
Yeah, it's called Rain City Hot Dogs. It's right in front of Lowe's on Rainier Street in South Seattle.
Perfect.
Yeah, so if you're looking for it, that's where you find it.
But it's kind of like Willie Ray's, right? It's those shack restaurants that oftentimes have the most unique food.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. They have a peanut butter and jelly hot dog, but it's not just peanut butter and jelly and a hot dog. They dress it up a little bit. It's regular peanut butter. You've got a roasted raspberry jam, cream cheese, and some slices of bacon. And the owner, Chad, says the bacon is what makes this dog.
Okay. I will say everything looks edible on my hot dog except the cream cheese.
Producer
One,
Ben.
I don't like cream cheese. And two, this is a lot of cream cheese.
Producer Ben heard us talking about the cream cheese. He's like, "Oh yeah, there's cream cheese on it? I forgot." So we kind of added the cream cheese as an afterthought. And it is...
I think I could have handled it if you would have kind of mixed the cream cheese and the peanut butter and the jam kind of as its own spread.
I was thinking it would be more of a spread. He's doing it more as a topping.
That's right. This is like a Chicago dog.
Yes.
But, you know, instead of relish, we've got this jam. Instead of mustard, we've got cream cheese.
We got a lot of cream cheese.
And then we got peanut butter. Now, is this a chunky or a smooth peanut butter?
This is a smooth peanut butter. I think that, but it's a chunky jam. Like the jam's got seeds.
It's a chunky jam.
You can see the raspberry seeds. You can tell it's raspberry. a bad time to say I don't really like cream cheese and I don't really like hot dogs.
I do not like cream cheese. I can handle that. I'm actually looking forward to this. Is going to be my first hot dog of what I would consider the hot dog season.
Okay.
This actually makes me want more hot dogs now.
Well, great.
So it's just getting past that creamy, cheesy clumpiness.
The thing that saves it for me is the bacon. And the fact that he says the bacon is what makes the hot dog work, I'm excited for bacon.
I do like I brought in a cast iron grill, like skillet that we used on the stove. So we've got the hot dog marks and everything.
Just call it a grillet.
It's a grill. I call it a grillet. Yeah. Hey, honey, get out the grillet. We're going to have indoor hot dogs.
Grill it out.
Let's have indoor hot dogs. Mm. Okay. Enough chatting. Let's get to chewing.
Get to chewing? Okay.
How are you going to approach this?
I don't know. I kind of want to.
Because we got to get all the flavors in there.
Right. I think it's going to be a 2-bite minimum.
Am I? Oh, there's a peanut butter.
2 bites.
Okay, I'm ready.
To get. I'm going to try to slide the dog to the end. Nope.
That's a good. That's nope. Because it moved the cream cheese.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Bite number. It's already starting
this
to break.
This is so big. I know what I said.
Can I be Michael Scott for just 1 second?
I know what
for just 1 second. You know what? I don't have to say it. You know why? Everybody else said it.
Everybody was thinking it.
Okay, here we go. Bite number
hot
one.
Dog.
That's so big.
There's a crunch to it.
There's a what to it? A punch?
The bacon adds a nice crunch.
Oh, crunch to it. I will tell you with the other flavors, I don't really taste the cream cheese.
This is great.
I like it.
I like it too.
I have, my bite was so big it kind of broke the bun. So let me try again.
I am pleasantly surprised.
Are you already taking your second bite?
No. I just had a really big first bite.
Okay. God, I ate a lot of cream cheese and I didn't even notice. Bite number two. Peanut butter, jelly, cream cheese, bacon, hot dog on a standard hot dog bun. Here we go.
Yeah, for all that cream cheese, I'm really not getting it.
Mmm. This is okay. This would be a fun way to serve a hot dog for a barbecue, right?
I actually really like it. I think this could be a good kid-friendly recipe.
It's kid fun, that's for sure.
Yeah. If you like peanut butter and jelly.
Does it need the cream cheese?
I don't know why that's on there. I'm honestly not getting it, but
well,
cream cheese
remember,
does that.
The recipe from Seattle has a little more heat to it, right?
Yeah, it was supposed
it's
to be like
chipotle
a
jam.
Chipotle jam. I did
so
not
that have
a
little bit of seasoning, I guess, and then the cream cheese would cool that down.
But, you know, the cream cheese it loves jam anyway, so they just kind of go together.
Isn't there a dip you'd use like a jam and you put a cream cheese on top of it?
Yeah.
That's kind of the concept.
This is good.
Okay, serve this at your graduation party,
this
guys.
Has a big bite of cream cheese.
All right. It's got a big chunk of peanut butter. Claire, you've taken 3 bites of something you weren't looking forward to.
I know. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a big chunk of cream cheese.
So did I.
Okay.
That caught me off guard.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, this Seattle dog is not too bad.
Flavor-wise, this works. I like this. Rain City hot dogs, you're onto something. Good
now,
work.
Something we didn't take into account.
I would have never ordered it, though.
As people who speak for a living, the peanut butter starts to...
The peanut butter, yeah.
Bunch up in your mouth. It makes it a little tough to enunciate.
It does coagulate.
It's coagulating as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to find an anticoagulant.
Well,
clean this out.
That was shockingly good. So,
I think I'm going to finish my hot dog.
I'm going to call that a win.
That is a win.
Win!
That's a big win, specifically considering you weren't looking forward to it.
I was really dreading it.
Okay, now we have 2 huge peanut butter cups from Reese's. Both have peanut butter and jelly within. What is shelf-stable jelly going to taste like?
Mmm, goodness.
In a prepackaged candy that was probably made a year ago. We're going to find out. More Taste of Tuesday coming up. Peanut butter and jelly and blank. That's on the way with more Taste of Tuesday.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
It's the longest I've had to stare at a Reese's and not been allowed to eat a peanut butter cup.
You're telling me. Yeah, we patiently got through the PB&J hot dog so we could get to the Reese's PB&J big cup.
This is a great pot of gold at the end of that hot dog rainbow, that's
exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. I saw these and I thought, well, we got to try both of them because the good folks at Reese's, known for their peanut butter cups, but now they're adding jelly and they've got 2 different options for us. You can go with the grape jelly or the strawberry jelly.
This is the king size. This reminds me, actually, if you go back to the Super Bowl commercial with the lava, it's just like that one, right? It's the regular chocolate, the peanut butter, And then instead of a molten chocolate, we're actually getting, what are we doing, grape jelly to start?
I want to start with grape jelly. You and I both like strawberry better on our peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
So you're saving that for last?
Yes, I'm building up to my favorite.
All right, I'm taking off my wrapper.
Unwrap the cup?
Yeah.
This is perfect, I must say.
Yeah, this is a sizable cup.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like a, what is this, a G cup? That's big.
G for generous.
G for generous. Hey, okay. You know how the lettering system goes.
I do. Let's take a big bite of these big cups.
Okay. Grape Big Cup Reese's PB&J Taste of Tuesday. Here we go.
I got here. Oh, my goodness.
Mmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a weird jelly.
I didn't get it right away.
No, because there's a lot more peanut butter, too.
Oh, there it is. It tastes like artificial grape, right?
Very much artificial.
Yeah. Kind of the strawberry.
It's a grape-like jelly. Yeah, let's get this.
I mean, it's
strawberry
like
on deck.
Grape candy, right? It's
yes.
Not quite a, I don't know what jelly has that this doesn't.
Grape jelly has a flavor. This has more of a fake grape.
It's too pronounced for a grape flavor.
Grape candy.
Yeah.
Right?
Or grape soda.
Yes.
Right? That's what that
yes.
tastes like.
It's fake grape.
So, well, this is probably going to taste like fake strawberry then, right?
Well, is it? I don't know.
Strawberry pop.
Okay, I will say that these are not as beautiful. I don't know.
They had a bad day at the machine.
Yeah, they had a rough packaging.
Yeah, the other one had a nice, clear, smooth top.
Okay.
Like a lake.
Are a little bit damaged, but.
All right.
Hopefully they still taste good.
They seem a little older. Are they older?
Probably.
Don't worry about it. Okay, now we're moving from PB&J grape to PB&J strawberry.
Strawberry?
Reese's King Cups. Here we go.
Again, a fakey jelly.
Which I don't get right on the first bite.
Nope. But you can see it because these are so big you bite into them.
Oh, there it is. What if you... I'm going to turn mine upside down.
I don't want these.
And I'm going to try just one more bite of the strawberry with the strawberry on top. Here we go.
You know what, Reese's? I like your peanut butter cups and I don't think they need jelly. I think that the peanut butter and the chocolate are a great combination and I don't think that I need any more candy. Good day.
You know what I'm doing? I'm throwing those away.
They're not good.
I never throw candy away.
I know.
I'm throwing that away.
Swing and a miss. A nice novelty idea, but nah.
Thumbs down, man.
No, I would rather get a jar of jelly or jam and put a Reese's into that.
That's wise.
Yeah.
Just the same one you just put on your hot dog, right?
That was a good jelly.
PB&J hot dog, thumbs up.
Yes.
PB&J Reese's,
shocking.
Get up. Waking you up with the morning scramble on Z102.9.
When was the taping day when we did the podcast? I don't remember.
It was like a week ago.
Is that right?
A week and some change, something like that. But it was interesting for us because we got to be on somebody else's podcast.
Yes. Now, the Morning Scramble has a podcast, which in essence is our show in somewhat of a condensed form.
Yeah.
Right? Bite size. It's a fun-sized candy bar. It takes a four-hour show. It makes it digestible.
Takes out the music, just morning scramble, poof, there you go.
And it happened to be two Theater Cedar Rapids shows ago. I was in the lobby.
That's how you measure.
This is how they
measure units of time.
My units of time is not days, weeks, or months. It's mm-hmm. when was the last
TCR the
show? Yeah, it was Fun Home.
Oh, perfect.
And I run into bassist extraordinaire Shane Lunsford. And he's like, hey, we want to get you on our podcast, Groove Life. I'm like, okay, I don't know what that entails.
What do you mean?
So let me ask around. I'm sure we can. And then let me know when you're taping. And a week ago, we happened to be in studio with them. And they taped episode number 90 featuring you and me. And then their hosts for Groove Life Podcast.
We could have held out for episode 100.
102 would have been more awesome. But just give you a little flavor for how this thing starts.
To admit, I'm a little nervous today. Tonight.
Why?
Because these people that are on our podcast are like radio legends and like are on the mic every day. And we're still trying to learn how to talk into a mic.
It's just occurring to me now that this is an uncensored podcast.
Yeah.
And while I think you and I were clean the entire time, I don't remember these two at where they edited themselves and where they didn't edit themselves. So I think in the interest, here's how it starts. I know this part's clean.
Please welcome Claire Duffy and Eric Hansen.
All right, so there we are.
Wow.
Being welcomed to the podcast.
That was very welcoming.
And it is all available wherever you get your podcasts. Groove Life or The Groove Life Podcast, or just look for it on YouTube. It is titled, Is That a Potato in Your Pocket?
And there's a reason for it, okay? We went there.
You have to enjoy it. Now, two things I really dig about their podcast. One, towards the end, they ask you what you're digging on, what you're listening to.
Yeah, I love that feature. They're just like, what are you listening to right now this week? What's the song you keep turning on? You just like, can't get it out of your head.
And because, you know, it's four completely different people, the music choices in there are a little bit different.
It was like our Songversations, kind of.
Very much so like Songversations. And then I guess what gives you groove, like what gives you energy, they ask that of all of their guests, which I think is a great concept for a podcast.
Absolutely, because you get so many different answers. They're talking to artists, artisans, musicians, people in the community. What kind of gives your life meaning?
Do you notice that we both wore black? We look like we decided to wear a uniform.
We did not call each other. We just showed up both wearing the exact same shirt.
I mean, we understand. It's like, it's all about the logo, right? It's about the brand. So right. We're wearing Z gear, but we happened to both pick a black t-shirt that has an embroidered logo on it.
So way to look like twinsies yet again.
You know what?
It never fails. If you and I are doing something public, people are going to see us. We will dress the same.
We're a set. Right.
We're a match set.
We're salt and pepper, baby. Don't divorce us. We come together. Salt and pepper.
We go together.
Okay. Here's what you need to do. You need to either go to wherever you get your podcast and look for The Groove Life Podcast, episode 90, or it's on YouTube right now for you to not do any work and watch that because we want to get those clicks up.
Check it out.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.